علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Ahli Baytihi at-Tayyibin at-Tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. I extend my sincere condolences to the Islamic Ummah on the martyrdom of Imam Hadi alayhi salam, who lived a very fruitful life, though his life was short, but he lived a fruitful life of guidance and submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray that on this day we get attention from the divine sources so that we can be able to focus in our activities and understand the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam in a more profound manner. We were discussing the letter of Malik Ashtar, and we are trying to receive some, you can say, intuition and guidance from this letter so that we can be assisted in our managerial activities, especially those who have any leadership position and managers. And we are trying to understand certain points and certain areas where we need to focus in an Islamic manner that inshallah we shall work on in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, in the previous session, we said that Imam Ali alayhi salam in this letter tells Malik Ashtar, ثُمَّ انظُرْ فِي أُمُورِ عُمَّالِكَ, that, O Malik, look into and scrutinize the affairs of those who work under you. That means be careful about human resources. Like, look into them, gauge them, take care of them. All of these things. Like, take this issue seriously. One of the very important aspects of managing is the human resources that are working with you. And then he tells him, فَاسْتَعْمِلْهُمْ اِخْتِبَارًا, that make use of them. Take their help. اِخْتِبَارًا, through examination. You should be examining them, testing them. That means do not just accept people just for some whimsical reasons. You know, you have a position today. Okay, let's say the head of the educational department, let's say. But you choose someone who has zero experience in education or has some experience in the medical field. That's an absolutely, wrong choice. You need someone who has got experience in education, someone who has worked, someone who has studied himself, who has gone through a system of education. Well, fortunately, sometimes you see in some countries that you have the minister, let's say, of health, but he doesn't have any idea about how hospitals run, how they work. I mean, you know, this is a very big problem. In some countries, of course, many of the countries have changed their approach. But I'm not talking about a country, even at small, in a small scale managing facility, we need to be careful that when we choose someone, we choose them ikhtibaran. Now, when we talk about tests or examining, it's not just about their expertise, but it's also about their abilities, the other abilities that they have, their potentials, right? Their character, the type of character they have, and most importantly is their piety. Because even if everyone has all of these other characteristics, but they are not pious, then they might misuse those abilities. But the guarantee for that expertise and that good quality to be used in the right way is the piety. So we need to have this approach that we have these ways we can test people and find out these characteristics within them and make use of them in the society.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, when we say that فَاسْتَعْمِلْهُمْ اِخْتِبَارًا, someone might feel, okay, so this is referring to when you want to choose someone in the start. For example, you're starting a business, or you're starting an institution, or you are making a government, you're forming a cabinet of ministers, or whatever, and you are starting to choose people. So you have a committee, let's say, that looks into the affairs of the people and looks into the human resources and tries to analyze their character, their integrity, their expertise, their piety. All of these, they are tested. Yes? After being tested, well, that person is approved and he enters into the system. Now, but once he enters into the system, then people think, okay, that's done now, you know. He has entered into the system. Now he's the minister or he's the head of a certain department. And that's done. We have done our job. As a manager, I had to just, you know, find out if he fits under those proper criteria. And now he's inside the system. Let him work the way he wants. No. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَاسْتَعْمِلْهُمْ اِخْتِبَارًا, means that continuously, because you as a manager are making use of that person daily. So you need to be testing him daily. Does that mean that every day I need to test him? No. It means that there should be a system of checks and balances. There should be a system whereby you check the progress of the work that is happening. فَاسْتَعْمِلْهُمْ اِخْتِبَارًا. Every month that passes, or every 2 months that pass, how well has this person performed? Have the aims and objectives of the institute, or the aims and objectives of that department, are they being achieved? But if you don't do that, then after 5 years, you see one work that could have been done in 5 months has not been done within 5 years. Why? Because you did not do what Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَاسْتَعْمِلْهُمْ اِخْتِبَارًا. That you need to make use of a person, but through the process of ikhtibar. That in always you need to examine and test. There should be a systems of checks and balances whereby you get to and reporting. So look at this small word of Imam Ali alayhi salam, how much inside it there is, you know? That there should be a system of reporting, a system of checks and balances. You need to set goals and aims and objectives for that department and then get this information. This is how, inshallah, you will be able to be successful in that work that you're managing. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
سيد فاز من ولا هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه